Plum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well,
nothing seems to bring back Grandpappy Spears' memory, and so he is still unable to recall the secret formula for synthetic rubber. And without that, Plum and Abner are unable to manufacture and transport rubber, and without this increase in trucking business, Pine Ridge bids fair to lose its very important truck line. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Plum is just entering. Listen.
Granny's Abner, get hold of Grandpappy.
Well, morning, Plum.
Oh, morning. Get hold of Grandpappy and get him over here right away.
What?
I got an idea how to get his memory back. We've got to work fast, or it'll be too late to do any good.
Huh?
I was just talking to Dick Huddleston. He said that State Transportation Committee has set its meeting for Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Yes, sir. That's when they're going to decide whether to stop the Pine Ridge truck line or not.
Oh, my goodness.
And that don't give us hardly no time at all to get Grandpap to recollect that secret rubber formula so we can start trucking rubber out of here.
No, that ain't much time to do all that. Well, what's your idea about getting shut of Grandpap's amnesia?
Well, better get a hold of him first, and then I'll tell you.
Oh.
Try over at Sister Simpson's boarding house. He might not have left yet this morning.
Yeah, well, I'll try, but he gets out pretty early in the morning now since he's taken up selling all that secondhand stuff. Sewing machines, ice boxes, washing machines, carpet sweepers, ice cream. Hello? Miss Simpson? Huh. Well, this is Abner Peabody. Oh, tolerably, I reckon.
Visiting with her and ask about
Grandpappy. Well, I'm trying to get to it. Mom? Yes, Mom, what I called about, is Grandpappy there?
Taking an hour to see.
Well, I mean Buster V. Davenport, yeah. Well, no, don't call him to the phone. Just tell him to come over to the store just as quick as he can.
Tell him it's important.
Yes, Mom, it's awful important, Slum says. All right, much obliged, Miss Simpson. Goodbye.
He was still there, huh?
Just going out the door, but she said she could catch him.
Well, good.
Now, tell me what it is we're going to do, Mom. Take a baseball bat and whop him with it?
No, I talked to Doc Miller about that, Abner, and he says we're liable to do him more harm than good by hitting him on the head.
Oh.
Might hit him too hard and knock all the brains he's got out of his head. Doc advised again that.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm glad he did, Lum. That's been bothering me something wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'd always hear.
Fact is, I even dreamed that I was hitting Grandpap last night. Just been studying about it so much, I guess. I pulled a telephone pole right out of the ground and started banging him on the head like I was trying to beat out a farm.
Well, my idea was to...
It didn't seem exactly like it was Grandpap I was hitting. It seemed more like you. Cedric, well, you know how it is in dreams.
Yeah, well, it don't make no difference. Now, here's what I...
It weren't exactly me that was doing the hitting, either. It would seem like it's more like his woman, Aunt Charity. And it was me she was whopping. And old Grandpap was sitting up on top of a streetcar just dying of laughing.
A streetcar?
Sort of. It wasn't exactly a streetcar. Seems like it was more like an elephant, I believe. Yeah, an elephant with one short leg, and he had a hard time balancing himself, and old Grandpap just sat up there and laughed. Only he never had his teeth in. See, he loaned them to the elephant because the elephant wanted to eat some taffy candy.
Well, that weren't no dream. That was a nightmare you had. I ain't interested in your idiotic dreams, no way.
Huh?
We got something way yonder more important to worry about than that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, my idea is to get...
I ain't had no taffy candy for years and years. I always love that stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's what we're going to...
Whereabouts that elephant got that taffy he was eating on?
For goodness sakes, Abner, forget that dream, and let me tell you how we're going to try to help Grandpa recollect who he is.
Oh, yeah, Grandpap. What are we going to do to him?
Well, you're going to get him into a checker game.
Checker game?
Yeah. Doc Miller told me about a case where a feller always got stark raving mad when he's seen his woman's petticoat showing a little. Just couldn't stand it.
Huh.
Well, this feller got amnesia, and one day he's walking down the street and he seen a woman walking ahead of him with her petticoat showing. He got mad and started scolding her like he used to do his own woman, and right whilst he was doing that, his memory come back to him, and he got shut of his amnesia.
Well, I do know.
Doc says that works in lots of cases, too. something emotional, like getting awful mad will make them recollect who they are.
Getting mad, huh?
Yeah, so that's what you're going to do to Grandpap.
Well, now, just a minute here. I ain't going to put on no petticoat. I can tell you that right here and now, Lon.
I never said you'd have to do that. I said you were going to play checkers.
In a petticoat?
No, just in your regular clothes.
Oh.
The idea is that you're supposed to get Grandpap mad.
Oh.
And you know, there ain't no one thing that makes him madder than to have you cheat at checkers.
Lom, I don't cheat.
Well, all I know is that Grandpap's always accusing you of it. And then he gets mad. By night goes into a transom and gets apoplexy.
Oh, Lord, yes, he accuses me of it, sure. I can't make a move before he don't accuse me of cheating. There's the suspiciousest one feller I ever played checkers with in my life.
Yeah, well, today when you play with him, I want you to cheat all you can.
Oh, well, that might be sort of hard for a feller like me that don't know how to cheat to do that, Lom. But maybe I might be able to study up some little way. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you might.
I'll try.
Not much worried about that.
Huh.
The point is to let Grandpap see you do it.
Oh.
Get that old feller just as mad as you can. Get him so he can't even see straight.
Well, do you sure enough think that'll bring back his memory, Lon?
Well, it might. You can get him mad enough, it will.
Well, huh?
And I know you can do that. I saw him mad enough to bite.
Yeah, I can get him mad. I know that, yeah.
Mad as a wet setting hen.
Oh, just gets first. Yeah.
I can't recollect a single game of checkers you two fellas ever played in your whole lives when Grandpap didn't get sore and start fighting.
Now, sure, come to think about it, I don't believe I can.
Oh, I walked in this store and seen him picking up chairs and tables and everything else going to whop you with.
He'll throw anything when he gets mad.
Anything that ain't nailed down.
Yes, he will. Awful, bad-humored fella.
Well, you'll have to watch him today. Don't let him throw nothing at you.
Nah,
I'd hate for you to get hit on the head and get the ammonia.
Oh, I ain't going to let him hit me. Don't worry about that. I won't get him that mad.
Well, I think this thing will work all right.
Well,
I'll
sure.
Get the checkerboard out for you. Have everything ready for him when he gets here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Say, Lom. He couldn't have just bought that himself, could he?
Who couldn't have bought what?
That elephant. He couldn't have just went in the store and bought that taffy candy.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He's too big to get inside of a store.
Where are them checkers at?
They're right over there behind the counter there.
Oh.
And even if he did get in the store, he wouldn't have no money. And if he had money, he wouldn't be able to walk up and say, well, how do you do, sir? I'd like 10 cents worth of taffy. Elephants don't
want that. What are you talking about?
Huh? That dream of mine.
Oh, for goodness sakes, forget about that.
More likely some young'un just gave him that taffy about what happened. Might have run out of peanuts and all they had left was taffy and they give it to the elephant.
Oh, wait a minute. There comes Grandpap out there.
Oh,
don't forget now. Get him madder than a wet hen.
Don't worry. I know how to do that. I am.
Well, howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpa, Mr. Davenport.
Yeah, how's everybody today? How's Miss Peabody, Lom?
You got that wrong, Buster. I'm Miss Peabody. I'm her wife. I'm Abner, you know.
Oh, excuse me, I keep getting you fellas mixed up. Sister Simpson tells me you want to see me.
Yeah, we did want you to come over.
We heard you was quite a checker player, Buster, so we thought you might like to have a game with Abner here. He plays a little.
Yeah, a little bit once in
checkers, huh? Checkers. Law sakes, I ain't played that in years. Used to monkey around with the game back in Toledo. Around the fire station there. Never played steady, though. Awful rusty now.
Oh, well, when it comes to that, I ain't much good at it myself, I don't think. Come on, sit down here at the table now. The checkers all set right away.
Oh, yeah, see, they're already here.
Yeah.
And I might have a game or two. Just short ones, though.
Uh-huh.
Or to be out selling. Selling stuff. Got a deal on for a second-hand pioneer.
Oh, well, this won't take long. Yeah, that's it right there. They sit right down.
Yeah, all right. Whose first move is it? You go ahead and be first, Abner.
Me? Oh, yeah, sure. Now, let's see. I believe I'll move that one right there.
Uh-huh. And I believe I'll start out this way.
All right. I'll just move that one right there, I believe.
All right. And, wait a minute. How'd you get a man up there already?
Well, I just moved him up there, natural.
Well, can you do that, though?
Why, sure.
You can, huh?
Of course you can.
Oh, I thought for a minute you was cheating. Yeah, let's see. My move, ain't it?
Yeah.
Just a minute. Buster, I hate to say this, but I think Abner did cheat there.
Oh, no, he never. Peabody wouldn't do a thing like that. Not a nice feller like him. All right. There's my move. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Oh, all right. I'll move right there.
Yeah. Fine. Let's see. I ought to study up a good one here now.
Yeah.
Wait a second, Buster. Didn't you see what Abner done there? You ain't going to let him get away with that, are you?
Done nothing wrong.
Of course he never. Leave him alone, Lum. He's doing all right. Let me see. Believe I'll move right there. Yeah. Go ahead, Abner.
All right, I'll move right there, that one right there.
All right, fine.
Now, Granny's grandpa, or Buster, look there, he can't do that.
Why can't he? Every man to his own system, I always say. Maybe he's playing by the new rules for all we know. Let's see here now.
New rules? What new rules?
There ain't no rules that says he can move a man like he done that last in there. Yeah, maybe he just made a mistake. Your move, Abner.
I never made no mistake, neither.
Well, maybe you just wasn't looking. Or maybe you don't know how to play very good. I don't know. It don't matter none. Go ahead and move.
Wait just a minute. You said I don't know how to play very good.
Abner, sit down.
I dog is nobody ain't going to say that about
Abner,
me, Long.
Abner, simmer down.
Nobody can say that about me. I've been playing checkers for 40 years, and I dog is I can beat any man, woman, or child in Pine Ridge with both hands tied behind my back, one eye closed, 1,000-pound weight sitting on my head.
Abner, come back here and finish this game.
I ain't going to do no such a thing. I ain't going to sit across from no feller who says I don't know how to play checkers. Wouldn't even stay in the same room with a varmint like that low-down snake.
Abner. Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting. Peculiar feller, that Abner. Of course, I don't reckon he can help it. More likely his mama and papa's to blame.
To blame? To blame for what?
Well, I hate to say this, but there's the cheatin'est one feller I ever run up again in my whole life. But I can't get mad at him because he can't help it.